Sagt die Gemara, Daf Samach Aleph, Omer Aleph, the first line. V'omer Rav, Hun Omer Rav, Mishum Remeyer, La'olam Yehu, Dvorav Shal Odom U'otim, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person's words towards the Eibishter should be mu'otim, meaning he shouldn't be misraim klapi malo. He shouldn't complain and have tainus, kavi yochel. Shenemar, Al tevahel al pichol v'lipchal yimahel, lo hitzi dov lifnei alakim, ki alakim ha-shamayim v'ata la'oretz. Don't be so quick and hasty to shoot out your mouth and your heart's feelings towards the Eibishter. Because the Eibishter, Elokim, even if it's din, even if it means a din, Elokim b'shamayim v'ata la'oretz. Remember where you are and where the Eibishter is. You're below. So you should be fearful from the Eibishter. Al ken yud v'orecha mu'otim. Schweig, don't say anything. Zog digam ora weiter. Dorash rav nachem v'rav chizdo, ma'adich siv, v'ayitzer Hashem Elokim es Odom. At the time of the Bria es Odom, it says Vayitzer. Now it says with two Yudin. B'shnei Yudin. Zog dimor shnei Yitzorim bor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Eibishter created two Yitzorim. Echad Yitzer Toiv, Echad Yitzer Ra. Yitzer Toiv and Yitzer Hora. Mas v'am nachem v'yitzchok. El miyato. Behemet the loik sibbe v'yitzer. A behemet is not written v'yitzer by the behemoth. Lesley Yitzre, you tell me, doesn't have a Yitzer. We see it injures others, it bites, it kicks. So if it doesn't have a Yetzer, who decided for the oxen to kick or for the tarnagel to harm? Why would it do it if it doesn't have a Yetzer? It must be it does have a Yetzer. Zog d'mora, of course it has a Yetzer. But the pshat is, it's the reason why it says to Yudin by Yitzir Sa'odom, Elak Reb Shimon ben Pazi, in Udrosha, the Om Reb Shimon ben Pazi, Oili mi yoitzri, Oili mi yitzri, Oili mi yoitzri, meaning, Zog Rashi, Im Elach Ache Yitzri, if I'm going to follow my heart and my desire, then Oili mi yoitzri, then woe unto me, I have to be careful and fearful about my yoitzri, the Creator. Vim lo Elach Achov, and if I don't follow my desires, so Oili mi yitzri, I have to be careful about my yitzri hara. Hami Ageinu bi Yehurim, that's constantly pestering me with Yehurim. So it's either way I'm doomed, not doomed, and either way you have to be careful. Oilam yoitzer, oilam yitzri. That's pshat in Vayitzer. Another pshat. Dupat sufin borer kodesh boruch Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon was created at the time of the Bria with two faces. Shnei pat sufin. Hashem created him betchila with two pat sufin. One part of Milfonov and one part of Mila Achrov. And they were joined together. And one of them, the Eibishter removed, and that was Chava. Chava was a creation that was the other side, so to speak, the back of the face of Adam was another paratzuf, another whole body. And that the Eibishter cut off, and that's the Yitzirah's Chava. But that's the Lashon of a Yitzer, du paratzufin. Shenemar, Zog demor, du paratzufin, Borah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adam Rishon, Shenemar, Ochor v'kedem tziratoni. Ochor v'kedem. On the front, on the back, and on the front, tziratoni. That's how you created me. You created me, the lashon of a tzura. Two patsufim, front and back. Now the Gemara is going to explain what exactly took place b'shas yitziras chava, if it was just a patsuf in the back. Zog the Gemara, v'yivin Hashem elokim es hatzela. We know the Eibishter was boine the tzela. He took the tzela and he was burning, and that's who he was burning the chavel. Now, Rav Shmuel Chad Omer Partsuf. One Madomet says that there was a Partsuf, there was a goof, so to speak. Like we said, there was another whole Yetzirah, a person in the back of Adam Rishon. So that's the Partsuf. There's a Gears in the Orch, the goof. The Chad Omer Zonov. There was a Zonov. There was a tail, and from the tail, Chava was created. So Gmar Bishlam El Madomet Partsuf. If the word was Partsuf, how did the Chsiv Och Vekenem Tziratoni? That's the pshat in Ocha v'kedem tziratoni. Because there was actually two creations in Ocha and Akedem. Eleman doma zonov, if it was merely a tail, my Ocha v'kedem tziratoni. What is Ocha v'kedem tziratoni? Ocha v'kedem tziratoni is a mashmois of a goof, of a tzura, tziratoni, of a partsuf. Not a tail, that's not tziratoni. And for the Gemara kedrav ami. Ochem v'kedem tziratoni is not referring to the Bria's Odom legabi the du patsufim or the zonov. No. Zog d'mora, it's going for something else. K'ravami, dom ravami. Ochal Amaisa Breishis. Adam Rishon was the last one of the creation of the world, after the Ma'oiris, after the Kechovim, after the Mayim, after the Behemoth, after the Desha, after everything was created. It was the last in Amaisa Breishis. The Kedem Lepuronios. It was the first one to be punished. And we'll see soon what that's referring to. That's Ochal Bekenem Tziatoni. It means it was only created until when? Until Erev Shabbos. Right? That's when it was created. On the sixth day. If it's Kedem LePuronios, so what's the Puronios? What are we referring to? Puronios the Mai. So Ilemi Puronios the Nochosh. If it's talking about the Puronios of the Nochosh, meaning by the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, V'otanya Reb Oimer, Rabbi Yomer, B'gdoy L'maschilin Min HaGodl. When it comes to things of Gdula, then we start with the Godl first. U'beklala, when it comes to punishments, Maschilin Min HaKoton, we start with the lowest one first. And the Gemara gives an example. For instance, B'gdoy L'maschilin Min HaGodl, Dichsev, V'yedabe Moshe El Aaron Vel Elozor, Vel Elozor, Vel Itomer Bonav HaNisorim, K'chu. That's referring to the mincha that they were mitzvah to take, to eat achilas hamincha by the Chanukas hamishkon. So over there it says clearly in the pasuk, chus hamincha v'achlu matzah zeitzel mizbeach. It says clearly that Moshe told first Aaron, then Elazar, then Isamar, bonav anisorim. So clearly there's a seder hadvarim. There's maskim and agodl. There's a seder for it. That's by Bagdula. Beklala. When it comes to klala maskilim and akotin, you start from the cotton bitchila. Why? You start from the cotton. Bitchila niskala nochosh. The first one to be niskala, the klala took place with the nochosh. Vila besoif niskala chava, then chava. Vila besoif niskala odom in the punishment. So it's not the puranios that he was tchila le puranios, because by the klala we see the nochosh. It's not referring to that, because nochosh and then chava and then odom. So the Gemara says a new puranios. Elu puranios the mabul. When we said it was the first for the Puranis, it's referring to the Mabul. The Chsiv, Vayimach, Eskola Yekum, Ashal Pnei Adomo, Ayibish destroyed all existing beings on the world. Me Odom Vad Behemo, Beresha Odom Vad Behemo. So it says clearly that Odom, the Klola, was first, the destruction.
That's the Godel, right?
And that's Klola, Begdula Maschilin Minak Godel, Beklola Maschilin Minak Kotten. That is the Gabi Klola Maskilim HaKotin, correct. That's usually. Usually in Bishkola Maskilim HaKotin, and that's why it says the Nochash punishment was first. But we're touching up the Pasuk of Ochav Kerem Tziratoni. There is a place that the Odom was first in Puranios, even though usually by Klola Maskilim HaKotin, you're asking good. L'chari, it's not coinciding with the Klal of Klola Maskilim HaKotin, because Odom was before Behema. But since there's an exception, what's the exception? Ochav Kerem Tziratoni. Ochar lebaisa breishis kedem lepuranios. This is the kedem lepuranios, even though it's not maschilin melakotin. It's kedem lepuranios by the mabu. Breisha odem vada behema. So now the Gemara goes back to the du partzufin. Bishleim lemandoma partzuf. The mandoma that says that was a partzuf and not a zonov. Hainu dechsev vayitzer b'shnei yudin. Why? Because it was actually a yitzira. It was a yitzira. Elamandom azonov, my vayitzer. Vayitzer again is a mashmoyz of a yitzira of a goof, a parts of a goof. So that's a lotion of yitzer. What is a negeya if it's a tail? Zok demol Reb Shimon ben Pazi. Don't Reb Shimon ben Pazi. Oyla mi yitzri, oyla mi yitzri. We're going back to what we said before. The vayitzer with shnei yudin is going back on oyla mi yitzri that a person cannot follow his yitzhara because he has to face the Eibishter. And he cannot, and it's hard for him to follow everything that the Yotzi says, because the Yetzirah is constantly nagging him. So that's the Oilam Yotzi, that's the two Yudin, the Yudin. Bishlam Lamandoma Partsuf, the Gemara goes now. Lamandoma, it says Partsuf, Hanadachsiv, Zochav in a cave of Borom. It says in the Pasuk, Zochav in a cave of Borom. So Zochav in a cave of Borom is Mashma from the Tchila Sabriya, from the onset, from the beginning of the creation, there were two creations. That's Zochav in a cave. The other tzaddik is merely a zonov. Elamando ma zonov, my zochav in a cave of borom. What shaykh zochav in a cave of borom? It's not two creations in the beginning. Enter the Gemara, the Rabbavo. The Rabbavo, Rami Rabbavo, has the following stira. Ksiv Zochar in the Cave of Borom, which is Mashma, that at time of creation, there was a Zochar in the Cave. Uksiv Kibitzelam Elikim Oses Odom. And yet it says, Kibitzelam Elikim Oses Odom, is Mashma Odom was first. Hoketzad, Betchil Olam Machshava Livroiz Beiz. The Pshad is according to this Mandoma, according to the Mandoma Zonov, Betchil Asabriya, the Abish's intention was to create two Taka. But in the end, it was only Nivra Echod. And that's how we answer according to this Mandoma of Zonov, of the Pasuk of Zochav and the Kev of Borom. It was a Tchilas Machshava. Bishlam Lamandoma Parzuv, Hanech Siva Yizgar Bosa Tachteno. If there was a Parzuv, so the Abish, so to speak, sliced Chava from the back of Adam, and he had to close up and do major surgery on the whole back, because it was otherwise it would have been a ledik back of the head. It was empty. So he had to be soiger the Bosa Tachteno. So that's the Mandoma Parzuv. El Mandoma Zonov. What do you mean Zonov? You remove the tail. That's all you had to do. My Vayizgo Bosa Tachteno. Om Reb Yirmiyah Vitem Rav Zvid Vitem Rav Nachma Yitzok Lo Nitzcha El Mokum Chatach. The place of where the cut of the tail took place. That place had to be sewn up too. Had to be closed up. So that's the Vayizgor. Zog the Gemara. Bishlam the Mandoma Zonov. Not the Gemara as the other Mandoma. The Mandoma that says the Zonov Heinrich Siva Yiven. It makes sense that the Eibishter had to take the Zonov and then be boyne chala chava, because there was no creation of chava yet. It was only a Zonov. Ela Mandoma Partsuf. Partsuf means the whole Partsuf and the whole goof. So my Vayiven, she's already created. She was Nivna already. So what do you mean Vayiven? And to the Gemara Reb Shimon ben Menasya, the Dosh Reb Shimon ben Menasya, Ma'idchsi Vayiven Hashem Satzela. What does it mean? Eloshna Vayiven Satzela Melamet Shekola Kodesh Baruch Hu Lechavo. The Eibishter braided her hair. He was Kola Lechavo Ve'evio La'odo Amarishon. And that's called Vayiven. She came Bekarcha Hayam. In the Karcha Hayam, Koyrin LeKliyosa. They call a braid B'niyosa. So Eloshna Vayiven is referring to the hair that the Eibishter braided from Chava. Dovache, another Pshan of Vayiven is Vayiven, Om Rav Chizda, Vamilom Masisetono, Melamed Shebon HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Chava, Kebinyin Oitza. She was created like a binyan Oitza. Why like an Oitza? Ma Oitza Zeh Kotzim El Malo. The mouth of the Oitza, of the barrel, is small on the top. It's not wide, it's narrow. V'rochem El Mato. But it's wide on the bottom. So in order to be able to hold all the fruits, K'le Kabbal Es HaPeres. Not the opposite. Af isha k'tzorem el malo, a woman is narrower on the top, v'lchovem el mata and wider below, k'de lekabalas avlad, to be mekabal de vlad. Zogt Rashi, k'de lekabalas aperes, the first, not wide lines, shem yekotzem el mata, v'lchovem el malo, te atvu edo chefes es aksolim. The tvu is going to stoop the ksolim el malo, lekan or lekan, shamas and machbid aleim. Zogt the Gemara weiter, Vayivyela Odom, the Eibishter brought Chava to Odom, Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elozar Melamed, Shenasa Kodesh Baruch Hu Shushbinin La Odom. The Eibishter was a Shushbinin. Shushbinin Zog Drashi Mishtadl B'chuposa U'Vizivugoy. The Eibishter was there to bring Chava to the Chuppah, so to speak. Shushbinin. So what do we see from here? Bikanim the Torah Derech Eretz, Shiyachzo Godlim Kotim B'Shushbinioiz. A Gola shouldn't say, it's pasnish from here. Ichol Zayna Shushbinin. I should be the interferer. Today it's a choshev thing, the interferer. But the person shouldn't think, well, I'm just a shushbinin. Even the Eibish was a shushbinin for Chava. Val yiraloi. Zog demora. Limitoy de'echer, shiachs golden cotton b'shushbinis, val yiraloi. And he shouldn't feel bad about it. Zog demora l'mandom ha'partzuf. Now back to the mandom, it says it was a partzuf. Chava was a partzuf, a goof in the back of Odom. Hey, me, now you sagi b'reisha. If there were Siamese attached in the back, not side by side. So how did they walk? Who walked first? Did Chava walk and then Adam had to follow, walk backwards? Or did Adam walk and Chava had to follow backwards before the Eibish was Vayiven, before he removed it? The Gavra Sagi Bereisha, that Adam walked in the front. The Tanya Lo Yahalach Adam Achari Isha Bederech, a person shouldn't walk behind a woman on the road, vafilu ishtoi, and even his wife, nizdamnu le'ala geshel, if you are walking on a bridge, on a narrow bridge. Yisakena letzdodin. So you should let the woman pass by first. Let her pass by. Let her continue walking. Like this, she's out of sight, so to speak. Really, it's Dalai Lamas. She's out of the Dalai Lamas, so you're not walking right behind her. Now, then the Gemara says, that's going on a different akuda. That's a nohar where there's a lot of wind that's blowing, and her dress is makbaz begodel zograshi. Achoge eishes ish. We're talking about an eishes ish. Makbaz begodel bnei amayim v'zeh mistakabo, and you mistakot teilenois. So then, ein lechelik lo'lam habo. That's a new din. There's one din of going lachoge isha, and there's another din of achoge isha benor. Zograshi achoge eishes ish makbaz begodel bnei amayim v'zeh mistakabo. So then, it's us being nana. Rashi says for some reason dafke eishes ish. Baal Eishes says has a chelik in Olam Haba. That's a chiddush over here. But Akoponim, this sotos over here says Taka Pshat Pirush im rogel bekach. If you rogel, lefishi yovel idei niuf v'sofi yovel gehenem. That's the word. The word is because you rogel bekach and you boli idei niuf sofi yovel gehenem. So then ain't a chelik in Olam Haba. Now, Rashi says, by Ishtoi, it's a gnai. It's a gnai adover. Nizdavna la gesher, again, Rashi says, Eishes ish vilafonov. For some reason, Rashi picks Eishes ish. And Eishes ish, so he's akana letzod him achiav lefonel. And achori ish benor, he says, again, achori Eishes ish, and over there, it's als yimistakul venenabo. Now, the etzim din of walking behind an isho, it's a halacha, the gudina de gemara, it's halacha shulchan aruch. But lemaisa bizman hazeh, so there's a big machlokes in the poskim. Shlomo Zalman and Micha Shloiman Tzadi Aleph, he writes that bizman hazeh, if a person has nowhere to turn, especially if you're walking on the street and it's full of foot traffic, you're going to end up walking ultimately behind the ladies. You're going to let this lady go more than dalat amos ahead of you. You'll be stuck with another lady. So he says that beetzem, if there's a tzarech nimus, or if a pshat is balkor, if pshat is you're in a situation where it's bizman hazeh, where it's not hard and it's in this uncomfortable situation, so you are allowed to be mekel. As I said, Zalman. The Ma'aser Yashiv in the Ha'oris on Masechet Kedushin, the Pe'alef, he's clearly machmer even bizman hazeh. Now this din is clearly in Dalai Lamas. It's a din in Dalai Lamas. It's not called achoyrei unless it's b'toich dalat amas. According to some sheet, the behetiv brings in Evan Ezra, Simchof Aleph, that it's b'toich dalat amas. Now, there's a big difference between ishtoi and someone else. By ishtoi, it's a derech eretz dikadin. It's not a hiru dikadin. By another woman, it's a din hiru. By ishtoi, it's a din of derech eretz. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tonu Rabbonon. Hamiratze mois li isho. Since we said that a person is boli dei hiru, and he's gonna, Rashi says that by the nor, he's gonna mistakobo. So zok the Gemara, likewise, ton rabbono hamiratze mois li isho, biyode li yode k'te li stakobo. If you're giving money directly to her hand, not because you're stam giving and paying money, but you're doing k'te li stakobo, so then afilu yesh biyode teiru maisim tevim, k'moish rabbeinu, even if you're the moisatari, like Moshe Rabbeinu, you lose everything. Lo yinaka medina shel gehenem. You're not going to be naka from medina shel gehenem. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, that was makabel the Torah. Mi yaminoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, zog Rashi. Lo yinaka ro v'kro be'isha mishtoi. Shenemar, yad li yad lo yinaka. Since the Pasuk is talking about an isha, so we learn from here, yad li yad lo yinaka. Zog the Gemara, yad li yad lo yinaka ra. Lo yinaka medina shel gehenem. Omer Rav Nachman, Menoyach Am Ha'oretz. Menoyach was an Am Ha'oretz. Why was he an Am Ha'oretz? The father of Shimshon. Why was he an Am Ha'oretz? Zog the Mor Dichsev, it says in the Pasuk, Vayelech Menoyach Ache Yishtoi. He walked behind his wife, which we said is not Derech Eretz, so it's Am Ha'oretz. Maskor Rav Nachman, by Yitzchok Al Miyato, Gabe El Kono, the father of Shmuel, Dichsev, Vayelech Al Kono Ache Yishtoi, Vigabe Elisho, Dichsev, Vayokom Vayelech Achareho, by the tsunamis. Hochanami Acheo Mamish, does it mean Mamish? Of course not. If it goes in the Vim, it can be, it means Acheo Mamish. Ela Ache Dvoreho. It means he followed her advice. Vache Etzoso, her words and her advice. So the same thing you can say, Legabi Manoyach. Hochanami, achei dvoreho, vachei atzoso. It doesn't mean achei ishto mamish, it means dvoreho atzoso. So there's no raya that menoyach amoretz hoyo. Taisa says, shibushu, by Elkono. It says, vayelech Elkono chei ishtoi, she ain't posuk ze b'chol amikra. There's no such posuk. There's no such posuk. Zog de Gemara. At the end of the day, we say it means achei atzoso anyways. But it means achei atzoso v'dvorel. But Taisa says in the Havamino, there is no posuk by Elkono. So the Yalkut and the Mashal, this question how to be gorus it exactly. Zog de Gemara weiter. Omer Rav Ashi, ulamai de koma Rav Nachman menoyach amoretz hayo. They have in the Gemara that menoyach was an amoretz because he went achei ishtoi mamish. So afilu be Rav nami lo koro. He didn't even learn a pasuk in the Torah. Forget about the Gemara, this din of leyelach achei ishtoi. But even a pasuk in the Torah, favos, shenema, vatokom rivko venaro yisrael, vatikavno al agmalim, vatilachno acherei ho'ish, velo lifnei ho'ish. It's black and white in the Torah. It says, she went acherei ho'ish. She went behind her husband, not in front. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Yochanan, Achorei Ari v'lo Achorei Isha. It's better to walk behind a lion than behind a woman. Achorei Isha v'lo Achorei Akum. It's better to walk behind a woman and not behind an Akum. Al Sakona. Zog de Gemara. Rashi says before, "Bamenoich Hamoretz" means loyshimish tamid chachomim, meaning because he didn't learn this mishnah, this halacha of lehalachod machare isha, b'afilu ishtoi. You have to be mishamish tamid chachomim to know the halachas. Now, zok di gemara vayta, achare akum. It's better to walk b'achare akum if you have a choice. V'lo achare beis haknesses shosh atzim mispalim. If you walk behind the shul while they're davening, that shows that you are not being moider to the people, to the eibishter that the people are davening to. So Rashi, the chemin shen and nichnas nira kaparik oil mevazem beis knesses. Now you're being mevazem beis knesses. You're walking behind the shul. The entrance is there, and you're not entering. Now there's special conditions involved. We're not talking about stomach. Person walks behind the shul. We're talking about that he's not carrying anything. If he's carrying something, it's not a gnai. It's mucha milsa that he's not entering because he's in the middle of doing an errand and he's carrying a load. That's why he's not entering. Not because he's not being moider today, bishto. V'idori midi, and if he's carrying something less than bo. Another condition. If this is the only opening, then it's a bizoyan. If there's another way to enter the shul, why is it a bizoyan? Maybe he's entering from the other side. It's not a bizoyan. It's not a gnai. Maybe I'm entering from the other side. If there's another entrance to the shul, less lumbo. Another condition, the Gemara says that it's not considered a bizoyan. He's not riding his donkey. If he's riding his donkey, he's in the midst of doing an errand. Then obviously, it's not because he's not entering because he doesn't want to enter, it's because he's doing something. Another condition. I'm not wearing tefillin, so I'm not entering. I'm not wearing tefillin, so I'm not being married to the Eibishter. If you're wearing tefillin, so obviously you're being moided to the Eibishter. Obviously you're davened already, or you're davening somewhere else, or you're davening b'yichidus, but you're being moided be'etzim, v'ra'i, you're wearing tefillin. Tefillin, the Gemara, for some reason, says is the moida, not the tzitzis. After the tefillin. Now, the Gemara earlier we had, in the first parak, the Gemara over there said that there were other conditions too. The Gemara over there was Moisef, two other tenoim. The loy rohit, he's not running. We had this Gemara. One of the conditions said he's not running. If he's running, it's again a riot that it's not because he's not being moida, he's running, he's doing an errand. And another condition, the Gemara says, the lekebeis kres sachina. There isn't a Bekish Tachina, there isn't another shul in town. If this is the only shul, then it's a Raiz Lemoida. But if there's another shul, maybe he's going to another shul. Over here, the Gemara is Moisev, the Rochiv Achamra, which wasn't mentioned over there. So we see Divrei Torah Anim b'makom Echod, Ashim b'makom Acher. The Gemara's condition of Chamra is mentioned over here, not in Davches, and the two conditions of Beis Knesses and Roit are mentioned over there and not over here. The Yetzer is compared to a zvuv, a small little zvuv, a bug, a mosquito. Why like a mosquito? What happens by a mosquito when you chase it away? It comes right back, right? When you chase away a mosquito in a sukkah, before you know it, it's turning around your head again. So that's the Yetzer.
The Yetzer, even if you chase it away, it comes right back, it's at you again. It's not Messiah-ish. So you have to fight it constantly. And it sits between the two Miftach HaLev. Between the two Miftach HaLev. Shenema, Zuve Moves Yavish, Yabia. Yabia, Zog Rashi Loshen Ababuois. Kolmashka Masriach, Mala Reticha Vababuois, Bubbles. Shemen Roikeach. Ushmuel Omar, Kmin Chito Hu. It's not Dermit Tizvuv. It's Dermit like a Chito. A Chito is a kernel. Why Chito? Chito, Zog Rashi, is a Loshen of Chatos. Hu Dermit Shenema, Lefeta Chatos Roivets. Chatos, Chatos Loshen Chito. So lefes achatas roiveitz, and that's why it's doimet to a chito. According to the Man d'Omar, that the chait of eitz hadas was a chito, so then it's very good because that's pshaka how we got the yetzahara. We got the yetzahara because of a chait of eitz hadas, and that's taka doimet lechito. Zok the Gemara, Tana Rabbanon. Shtei kloyos yesh boi ba'odom. A person has two kloyos, two kidneys. Achas yo'atzta letoivo. One of them advises him, good. V'achas yo'atzta l'ro. And one of them advises him, bad. U'mistavach letoivo li'yaminoi, the good one is on the right. V'ro l'smoil and the bad one is on the left. T'chsiv, leiv chocham li'yaminoi, v'leiv ksihil l'smoiloi. Leiv chocham is the yaminoi, and the leiv ksil is the smoiloi. So Rashi, kloyos yoyotzois, let's go on the Gemara weiter. The kloyos are the one that miyayitz the leiv, but the kloyos, the right one is the yaminoi, is the leiv toiv, and the smoiloi is the ra, yoyotzo le ra, that's leiv ksil le smoiloi. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the omid, the last line by the two dots.